Okay, so today we're going to be talking about Rex. I'm not sure where to go from that. Do you want to maybe just jump in with a couple Rex?
Yeah, sounds good.
Who would like to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
The first fic that I would like, well, pod fic I would like to talk about is the Rule of Thirds, read by a distant son. And I love this pod fic. I don't know how to put it any other way. It's probably my most listened to pod fic. Because it's the perfect length, and I just love her expressions, especially in the dialogue, just the way she delivers the lines. And I've listened to a lot of her Remus series podfic, and I like how she seemed to keep like a consistent sort of voices for Remus and Sirius. So every time you go to listen to another one of her Remus series podfics, you kind of feel like you're coming home in a way because you kind of know what to expect and it's comfortable and it's exciting, I guess you could say. But like one of my favoritest lines from the podfic is when she's like, "It was a compliment, babe," and Remus goes, "Feel free not to call me that." Like, I just laugh all the time, and it may seem a bit ridiculous, but I just enjoy it a lot.
I love it when a single line can stick out to you when you're just like, yep, that's all I'm thinking about afterwards. Or I've had a couple like podfics where someone said something fairly common, and now whenever I read that phrase, I always hear it in their voice. Like one of the ones that I'm going to be wrecking later on, there's at one point where they're holding up ridiculous signs, and one of them says, "Marry me, cook." And whenever I hear someone say "marry me," I always hear it in Aethelon's voice going, "Marry me, cook," in like this ridiculous over-the-top way.
Oh, I love it. Like whenever I start to listen to it, that's like the one line that comes into my head, and I'm like wait in anticipation for that line. And when it comes, I'm so sad that I like say it with her. I'm like, yes, this is the line. Yes, but it's humorous, and it doesn't have to be. Someone could do it and I probably wouldn't have found it funny or entertaining. But she just brings like a character to the podfic, if that makes sense. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say about it, to be honest.
Okay, well, how about we can move on to one of my recs then. Since I mentioned it a little bit, I'm going to talk about Time of Your Life. It's a fic by Astolat, and it's read by Aethelont, and it's an American Idol Season 7 podfic. And it's probably my favorite podfic ever, bar any, at the moment. I have listened to it so many times, I can probably start reciting it with the podfic. And I just love it. I don't think it was my first American Idol podfic or it certainly was my first American Idol, but season 7 one that I had listened to. But it's the way Fella reads the character, specifically Archie, that is how I hear Archie in my head. Like when I'm listening to other podfics, when I'm reading fic, if I ever actually get off my butt and make an American Idol season 7 podfic, I know I'm gonna try and sound like Fella does reading Archie because she just covers him so well, and like it just sounds so true to how Archie is when she reads him. And it's a beautiful story. Like you've just got Archie being young and confused and trying to figure out who he is, and she just delivers on it so well. I cannot rec this podfic highly enough. And I don't think you really need that big of an idea of American Idol season 7 to listen to it, because if it wasn't my first one, it was certainly one of the early ones that got me into that fandom. How about Katie? Do you have a rec?
Yes, I do. So, the first one I'm going to rec is The True Story of What Once Was, which is by Gizm and read by Darling Sweet. And I was listening to it for the first time, and it just reminded me so strongly of when I was little and my dad sitting on my bed telling me a bedtime story. And it was just felt so wonderful, and just like someone was telling me this fairy tale, basically. But it was different, and it was one of those podfics was like, I'm not sure if I would have enjoyed this anywhere near as much if I'd read it, but having had it to listen to, really, it just made it so magical for me, and I just really loved it. Yeah.
Oh, I actually listened to that one today, and it was really sweet. Like, you know, it does take you back, and I just, it was a good story too.
What season is it?
It's a fairy tale. Fairy tales. Yeah.
It's nothing I would have listened to, actually, originally, but because you'd wrecked it, I was like, this will be interesting. And I'm glad I did listen to it.
I have a massive soft spot for all fairy tale-like things. But this one, and just... Yeah.
Jesse, do you want to wreck another one?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't call you Jesse. What's your Kate Starks?
Yes. It's okay.
Kate Starks, would you like to wreck another one?
Yeah, my other wreck is, I'm going to say it how she says it. No More Ugly Naked Guy, which is read by Lunchy. And she says it somewhat like that. I probably haven't done it justice. When she introduces the title, and from then I was hooked. And this is actually a Friends podfic. The first Friends podfic or fanfic I had ever heard of. And I am so glad I'd listened to it because...
Wait, you mean Friends is in
the show?
Figured your friend? Oh, the show.
The show.
Friends. Okay.
Yeah, I had never really seen any, like, fanfiction or podfics about it previously. And so I was intrigued by it because I'm a huge fan of the Friends show. And Lunchy just, she blew it out of the park. Just, it's such a funny fic, and she didn't draw that away from it. She, just her, the way that she acted throughout of it, you know, there was quite distinctive voices between every character, which was great. And, you know, there was no part where you're kind of like, I sort of don't want to listen now. It's like from the very beginning to the very end, you were hooked. And she, I don't know how to describe it. She like, you know, it would go, there'd be like a dialogue between like sort of like four of the friends, and you know, you can, there's a really, it's almost like there's a personality within each character because she really delivers it well. Just, she changes the tone of voice for, like, every character, and it's just great, to be honest.
What's funny, I hadn't realized that was a Friends podfic. I just, as soon as I read the title, No More Ugly Naked Guy, I was like, that's a Queer as Folk podfic, isn't it? And when I looked it up, I saw it was Queer as Folk, and I didn't realize it was a crossover.
Hmm. It's...
That I was...
Oh, it's really funny. I do enjoy that. It's my other most listened to podfic. I love humorous podfics. I mean, I do appreciate the dramatic ones as well, and do like listening to those ones where I can like cry my eyes out. But I do appreciate a podfic I can laugh out loud to, especially because I get up at 6 a.m. for school every day. So it's something great to like wake me up in the morning.
I always enjoy reading comments from podfic listeners who are like, people are giving me funny looks in the bus because I'm laughing to myself, or you know, I once had someone come up to me at work and be like, why are you smiling so hard, you're at work, you should be frowning, and I was like, just had this maniacal grin on my face because I was listening to something that was so fun.
I do that all the time. That's definitely
something that's awesome.
My friends go, are you like laughing to yourself, or is there something going on behind you? Like, are you listening to something? I was like, I assure you, I'm not just cracking the fits.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people who sits on the bus grinning massively because I listen to a lot of podfic on public transport. So I'm definitely one of those people who I sit there laughing and then go, oh gosh, they all think I'm crazy.
Okay, this is not really relevant, but I once had a guy follow me off the bus and ask me out because he's like, "You were just smiling so nicely. You seem like a really happy person." Because I was
Oh.
listening to Podfic and grinning like a maniac.
Nice.
Well, I actually laugh. I have this impossible, I can just not hold on. If I'm gonna laugh, there's no stopping me. And I'm like, no shame. No shame. These people all think I'm freaks already. It's cool. You have
I
to, as a
have
friend,
trouble.
being.
I'm a little bit better with Podfic than I necessarily am with Fic, just because normally I'm reading Fic in private. But like, I will coo. I will be like, "What are you doing?" to like the characters. I will like be very interactive vocally with my whatever I'm listening or reading to. But since I listen a lot at work, I'm a little bit better at controlling that for Podfic. But
I'll come into school, like I'll be like listening to one on the way, and I'll just walk into my friends with like this dead expression on my face, and I'll be like, "You won't believe what I just listened to." And they're like, "Are you just having another one of those moments?" Because I just Podfic and fanfic, like the fandom just consumes you into all these emotions for fictional characters.
I have this girl at school who's like kind of fandom adjacent. She's super into Supernatural, but she just does like role playing, and she's kind of afraid of like fic side of fandom and like, you know, live journal meet like transformative fandom in general. She just kind of avoids them because she thinks they're all crazy. But we kind of talked about it, and she's like, "Okay, do people really have feels like that? Because can't really understand it." And I was kind of like, you know, for some people it's probably an exaggeration, but for others it's really not.
I
Because I'm one of
believe
those on the not side.
it. Oh, some of it, yeah, I think it's half and half. Half of it's just for a load of fun, and the other half is pretty
Well,
realistic.
part of it, I feel like you can build off each other. So if you were just doing it on your own, you might like not even have any feels.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
someone else has feels, which gives you feels, and it's just
It just
like
builds.
this feedback loop where and you're being overcome with your feels.
Yes, there's definitely something about doing it as a group or as a community, which just kind of you get swept up in, and it's kind of amazing.
I recently, well, for a couple months now, I've been in Bandom for like quite a few months, like 9 months now, but I fell r more recently into Fall Out Boy section of Bandom, and I was driving to New York to meet up with a bunch of fangirls, and I was listening to Pete Patrick Podfic in my car, and I like was literally doing this like weird arm shimmy thing because I wanted to like I was literally writhing with squee, but I needed to keep at least one hand on the steering wheel. So I was like holding on with one hand and like shaking the other, and then I would switch it off and I'd be like, "This is so perfect."
See, that's the benefit of listening on the bus. I don't need any hands.
Yeah, I was a little concerned because I'm like, you also have to keep your eyes open. Safe driving, but I feel so many feels.
Exactly.
Breathe.
Okay. Possibly I feel things a little extremely, though.
We've all been there.
I like live with fangirls and surround myself with fangirls, so I really feel that like positive feedback loop of just increasing everything.
Oh no, I had a fangirl meetup yesterday, and yeah, definitely the positive feedback loop.
That's the lunch that I'm supposed to be going to. It's our local slashers meetup.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty
Yeah,
cool.
except I don't know if there's going to be that many people showing up because it's also Remembrance Day.
Oh,
Oh,
yes.
yes. Yeah.
Everyone was wearing poppies today.
Yep. I like bought a poppy, but it's been sitting inside my purse because it keeps falling off. Otherwise, I should take that out. Anyway, should I move on to another rec then?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, so my next two recs are possibly a little biased since they were both made for me, but I want to talk about Giving Orders in Bed for Dummies by Hanano Bira. And I hope I'm saying her name correctly. But it is a Pete Patrick Bandom Podfic. And it's really short. It's like only a couple minutes, but it's really lovely. Hananobira is a newer podfic. As of last night, she had only done 5 podfics total, but I list, and so she made it for me, and I hadn't listened to any of her works yet. And the minute I turned it on, I was like, wow, she's a great reader. Like, just from the way she read the summary, she had like perfect connotation. Is that the word I want to use? She just kind of read it so perfectly, yep. Like exactly how I think it was meant to be read, yep. In someone's head. She had the right amount of like kind of dry sarcasm to it. She just like each line just seemed, and she's not even in Bandom, so it's not like she knew the characters all that well when she went and read it, but she just had a really good knowledge of like, I think this is where the text is going, and yep. She went there with it. And like, it's a humorous fic. It's the title of it is Giving Orders in Bed for Dummies, which kind of
gives it away.
Where Pete is like, so I want you to dom me. And Patrick's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's kind of long suffering about it. And then like, he gets frustrated and suddenly Pete's like, yes. And she just, she just reads it with like so well. And she's a newbie podficker that people should keep an eye on, because I think she's going to do great things.
Yeah, I remember when you sent out saying which ones you were wrecking, and I was like, oh, I haven't heard of this person. New person, yes!
Yeah, and she seems really, like, she's only been in podfic fandom for, like, 2 or 3 weeks now, but she seems to have jumped in with both feet, which I love. She was on the podcast that I was recording last night for Podfic Fandom, so the ones that people listened to yesterday, and yeah,
that's so cool. I'll have to go check her out.
Yeah, and she's recorded, like, of the 5 fics that she's recorded, they've all been in different fandoms, so they have lots of variety.
That's always good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty open to listening to other fandoms too. I mean, as long as the summary catches me and I have a basic overview of like the background of the fandom, I'm pretty keen to jump in.
One of the things that I love about RPF is I feel no need whatsoever to know about the fandom or like the actual so-called canon. I'll just feel like, they're real people. I'm assuming I can pick it up, which isn't always true, but I like try it anyway.
Yeah.
I guess because the canon is so much more wibbly in RPF, I'm like, whatever, everyone's faking it.
Yeah, you just need to know people's names.
Katie, do you want to...
My next rec is Pastimes and Lifestyles, which is written by Netgirl Y2K and read by Sophie Nisba.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Merlin story, and it's basically everything I love in a Merlin story. And Sophie Nisba just captures the tone of the story so well, and it's beautifully done, and just there's this general sense of exasperation at the situations they're in throughout the whole thing, which comes across so wonderfully. And it's just lovely, and it's just it's another femme slash podfic, which I didn't actually realise until afterwards. But it's...
Isfa, that was a decent guess.
Yeah, it's just... It's... I'm not very good with words, occasionally. So, it's just... It's just this fantastic retelling of everything, and the podfic, it's just, you really feel like you're there and you kind of understand all the emotions which people are going through just because of how frustrated and generally kind of annoyed at everything Morgana is. And yeah, it's wonderful.
That's great.
That's good.
Kate Starks, do you have another
rush? No, but I do have one point I would like to make if I could.
Okay.
I feel like the music choice that Podfickers make, if they do have music, I always think it adds a lot, and it adds a lot of remembrance to the podfics, and can almost add to the performance in a way sometimes. Because, like, and it adds to the experience in a way, because you can kind of get put in the mood, so to speak. For example, with my earlier rec of Rule of Thirds, this is someone put this song on, and what's it called again? I think it's called, like, Three Lions, or I did download it the other day because it was just stuck in my head. Yeah, it's called Three Lions, Football Coming Home. Now, I have no interest in football whatsoever, or soccer, as I call it, but oh my god, is this song addictive? And, like, whenever I listen to the podfic, I'm just saying, you know, going, we're coming home, we're coming, football's coming home, and I'm just like, I'm just sitting here like, oh my god, Jessie, seriously. But it's so catchy. And it kind of adds to the podfic because it's always so exciting, if that makes sense.
I don't know if I've experienced it with podfic, but I know there's definitely some songs that I'm like, I just hear them and I'm like, I have feels for a fandom because that's what I associate the song with.
Yes.
And so it could be really nice if they use something that's maybe something that you might hear outside of the podfic, and you could just be like at the mall and over the speakers, you're like, I'm suddenly having feels.
Yes. Whenever I hear a song, sometimes I think, this could be a good song for this fanfic. And then if I go to podfic it, I'm like, yes, I have a song to go with it. This is perfect.
I'm like, I find it so hard to add songs to music just because the way my brain works, music comes before the story. So like, I used to be a vitter and I would find a song and then I would build a story based off it, and I find it really hard to do it in reverse if I have a finished song to find a, or a finished fic to find a song that goes with it. But I can really, I really appreciate it when people can do it well. The last podfic that I wanted to recommend was Experimental Science, read by Otram. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name incorrectly. And this is the, like, I just adore this podfic. I loved the story, and I specifically asked for her to make the podfic of the story. It's a Doctor Who post season four, before season the Doctor Who specials kind of brought Donna back in. And it's kind of Donna living her ordinary life that is not ordinary, even though, you know, she's supposed to have had Dr. Donna repressed, but some of it's leaking through.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful story about her, like, doing doctory things in her kitchen in the middle of the night. But Otram did a beautiful reading of it, and it's actually the podfic that I hold up most often when people talk about accents in fandom, because Otram is Texan and she has a very strong Texan accent, and she still sounds so much like Donna. It is perfect.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I listened to it and, like, if Donna was Texan, that is exactly what she would sound like. She just has, like, everything down pat, and it, like, fills me with joy and glee to hear it, to be like, even though physically your voice sounds so different, it sounds so alike. It's beautiful. Yeah. So I just, that podfic gives me all the happy feels.
I'm fairly sure I've read that story, and I didn't know there was podfic of it. I'm so happy right now.
I think that's the podfic. Like, I just tried looking at her journal now, and I don't see any tag for podfic. I don't know if she's done any other podfic for it. So she had done it for, like, I bought her at a charity auction.
All right.
And so I don't know how well advertised it's gotten, except for me going, everyone should listen to this. Oh, my God.
I'm definitely going to listen to that.
I think I went on to download it, and then I don't think it worked, the download.
No, it should be on the Audiofic archive.
Okay, I'll have to go looking for it.
I will make sure that there is a link, and if not, I will contact her and ask her to... Oh, she has an Audiofic tag. Does she have any others? Oh, I lie. She has more than one podfic. She has possibly another, or is this a rec? No, it's her. She did a... it looks like a Doctor Who, possibly Torchwood crossover. As much as those shows can be crossed over. So I will probably go download that now. Yeah. So that is my third rec. Katie, did you have a third one?
No, I just had the two.
All right. So do we want to talk a little bit about, do we have any favorite wreckers?
I really enjoy Fire Jugglers.
I was going to say her too.
Her wrecks are just so thoughtful and well done, and yeah.
Yeah, she will get into it and talk, not like, she's very good at balancing, like, this was a beautiful story with this podficker did a beautiful job reading it. She covers both sides of it. She's like, the emotional journey that the story took me through was really augmented by how the podficker, like, I can't even be as eloquent as she is. We should have had her on this podcast.
She's very eloquent with it.
Yeah.
And I love the way that she does themes and collects so many awesome podfics under this theme.
I love the ones that she does where it's like, here's my random thought process. Here's a rec. And because they eat cookies in it, here's a rec about a podfic with cookies in it. And this cookie one has, like, you know, themes of werewolfism. So here's a werewolf one. Like, she just does her random thought process, which is totally how I think too.
Yeah.
So I appreciate having someone map that out.
It's really good. And I just really enjoy her recs.
Yeah. She gives very solid, very meaty recs.
Yeah, she really does. She always writes a good chunk about what she's wrecking. And I really like that.
It's really fun when she wrecks one of yours, too, because it's probably some of the most in-depth feedback you'll get that isn't from a beta.
Yes. Mm. So
it's she is awesome. She has her wrecks in her sticky post. So if you go to her live journal or Dreamwidth, which she's fire_juggler, you should be able to find them no problem.
They are so good and so useful. I found so much through them.
The other rec source that I would like to recommend, they are new, but we were talking about them a little earlier.
Oh, yes.
Residence is a podfic podcast. And at the time of this recording, they only have one podcast out. I think that's going to change very, very soon. But they just had amazing recs. I loved it so much.
Is it possible to have deals for a podcast?
Yes, definitely. Definitely possible.
They would talk about the things that they liked, and then they would include like a little clip of it. Like, they got me to right away download feminist Ryan Gosling podfic.
Yes, me too.
And just the way they were describing it, and the little clips that they included, I was like, "This sounds amazing." I know nothing about feminist Ryan Gosling other than that it's a thing.
I know. And then I went and, like, looked it all up and stuff, and I'm like, this is going to be good.
So, and they just do, also like Fire Juggler, they do a very good mix of, this is why the story is great, but this is why the podfic performance of it is also great. So it's a really good balance if you get why the podfic is awesome and why this podfic in particular is one you should listen to.
Yes.
And just in general, if you would like to look up podfic recs, I would suggest everyone check out the Amplificathon tags on Amplific.
And both Dreamwidth and LiveJournal, because I believe that both of them are completely different.
There's some people that cross post, but there's definitely some people that only do one.
Because I was like, I always just looked on the LiveJournal one, sort of just assuming that both were the same. But then I went on to the Dreamwidth one and discovered this one podficker, which I can't for the life of me remember her name right now, but like fell in love with her. So now I've been going through and like listening to all of her stuff because she does Sherlock, and I wasn't seeing a lot of Sherlock on the LiveJournal one. So I was like, yes. So it's like double the Rex, I guess.
I track posts on both cons. I used to only do it for LiveJournal, but now there's a lot more people that are like, no, I'm not going to do it for LiveJournal. I'm just doing it for Dreamwit. So now I track both, which means I get a lot of emails.
The thing which the Wreckathon really brought out for me, because I hadn't really tried wrecking anything before, and it really made me think about Podfic more and really appreciate people who do wreck regularly, because it is hard. And I was just sitting there going, it's wonderful. I can't think of what else to say, but it's wonderful. And
Wales incoherently should be, it's like your response to everything.
People who can do that coherently and so well, it's just a real skill.
Yeah. I know if people just want wrecks that are not, that are straight, someone like this with no explanation, every podfic that I listen to, I bookmark on my pin board. And if it's something that I particularly liked, I add a wreck tag to it. So that's just like, if you're looking for sheer numbers, there's a lot of American Idol and Banda.
No, and that's one.
SGA also for older stuff. But sorry, you were saying something?
No, that's one of the things I've been meaning to do, because my pin board in particular, it's very low on Podfic, and that doesn't accurately represent me in fandom at all. But I really want to make an effort and get the stuff I listen to and enjoy on there.
I've been finding it harder to keep up since, like, I only this year started listening to Podfic on an iPod or an MP3 player in general. I always listened on my computer. I would listen while I was at work and just would listen all day while I was working. And so I was always at a computer, and the minute I finished something, I would just quickly bookmark it. It was no problem. But most people are a little more mobile in how they listen. And I think that makes it harder to bookmark things, because it's like, oh, I listened to this while I was on the train. I don't really have, like, it's, I can't bookmark it right now. So just having like big lists of wrecks, even if it's not in-depth wrecks, can be useful. And I know if you ask on Twitter, like, if you ask for wrecks on Twitter and you don't want like a ton, like if you're okay with not having big explanations, if you just do a general ask on Twitter, you will get responses.
Yeah,
there's a compilation of Twitter comfort podfic wrecks which got pulled together a little while ago.
That was FJ.
Yeah, that was Fire Juggler again, and there's this massive list, which was basically loads of people contributed saying, yes, this is comfort podfic for me.
Yeah. And if you don't follow a ton of podfickers, if you at-reply the podfic account, they'll retweet it, and all the podfickers will send you tons of suggestions. Yes.
Everyone will descend on you.
Yes. I love the podfic Twitter account. It's really great because, I mean, I'm not on Twitter an awful lot, but it's always good to go on whenever I'm kind of like clueless of what to listen to, because Amplificathon can get a bit overwhelming sometimes. So it's always great to just kind of get one or two off there.
Last night we recorded the Podfic Fandom podcast, and Beth just kept going, join Twitter, because that's where, like, from what I've seen, that's where the majority of podfickers hang out and are casual, and where a lot of the friendships happen.
It definitely has.
It used to be more on journals, but like journaling fandom seems to be on the way out the door. Mm. And just Podfic, like Twitter is where everything's happening. And I know I was reading my feed all the time, and I used to retweet everything. And I was like, I wish everyone could see this. So I started the Podfic Twitter account. And it's a great way, like if you want to get involved with the Twitter podfickers, it's amazing and fun. But you end up following 200 people and don't know where that happened and you can't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. So the Podfic Twitter account is a great way of like getting the pulse of what people are talking about without having to try and follow 200 and plus mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It stops it being quite so overwhelming.
Oh my God. I almost don't read my feed anymore. I just do the Podfic Twitter account.
Mm. It's great help.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay, let's end it there. So
yeah,
check out those Podfics and those places to find Rex.
Do it.
Yeah. Podfic and share more Rex of your own. Either make your own posts or you can respond to things in the comments to this podcast, but people love Podfic Rex, so do it.
Yes, we really do love them.
Yes, a lot, a lot, a lot.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.